For darkness has been vanquished by our eternal King. Rejoice and be glad now, Mother Church, and let your holy courts in radiant light resound with the praises of your people. All you who stand near this marvelous and holy flame, pray with me to God the Almighty for the grace to sing the worthy praise of this great light. Through Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with him in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Oh.
seated now while we turn on the rest of the Now we have the first reading from the book of Exodus. From the book of Exodus.
This is a reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 14. As Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them. In great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the very thing we told you in Egypt? Let us alone and let us serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." But Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward. But you lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the Israelites may go into the sea on dry ground. Then I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And so I will gain glory for myself over Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and his chariot drivers. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained glory for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his chariot drivers." The angel of God who was going before the Israelite army moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from in front of them and took its place behind them. It came between the army of Egypt and the army of Israel, and so the cloud was there with the darkness, and it lit up the night. One did not come near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the sea on dry ground, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went into the sea after them, all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and chariot drivers. At the moment, morning watch, the Lord in the pillar of fire and cloud looked down upon the Egyptian army and threw the Egyptian army into panic. He clogged their chariot wheels so that they turned with difficulty. The Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the Israelites, for the Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and chariot drivers." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea returned to its normal depth. As the Egyptians fled before it, the Lord tossed the Egyptians into the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the chariot drivers, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained. But the Israelites walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters forming a wall for them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great work that the Lord did against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord and believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Then the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines, with dancing. And Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea." the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm for tonight is Psalm 114. And it's on the front of the bulletin insert. I'll read the first half of each verse up to the asterisk. Y'all, please read the second half together. Hallelujah, when Israel came out of Egypt.
The house of David.
Judah became God's sanctuary. The sea beheld it and fled. The mountains skipped like rams. What ailed you, O sea, that you fled? You mountains that you skipped like rams. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, who turned the hard rock into a pool of water. Please remain seated for St. Paul. I guess I'll... The second reading now is from the New Testament, from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is freed from sin. But if we've died with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. There ends the second reading, the word of the Lord.
Why not?
This is the day that the Lord hath made. Rejoice, rejoice, and be exceeding glad. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Rejoice, rejoice, hallelujah.
Christ hath conquered death and life. Let not you let health impress. God has sorrow gone and right. Comes the morning clear.
Please stand now, if possible, out of respect for the reading of the Gospel.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead. And indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers, go to Galilee. There they will see me." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated if possible. Let's try something. I'll say something and then you repeat it back. Ha.
Ha.
Ha ha.
Ha
ha ha. St. Matthew's is an Episcopal church, and that means we're a traditional kind of folk. There's an ancient church teaching that on Easter the sermon had to begin with a joke. Had to begin with a joke. Had to begin with laughter. And the Latin name for it, I'm trying to find out how to pronounce. That Easter had to begin with laughter. Had to begin with jokes. Had to begin with joy. Because it's Easter. Because it's Easter. And all that we were afraid of is gone away. Turned upside down. Look at the world outside. There were times in February when you never thought it was going to be spring. When you thought, this is just the way the world's going to go. It's just going to be 40 below and snow and ice for the next 20 years. Now it's filled with puddles and geese. Mud. Good luck, people cleaning your kitchen floors. It's spring. And it's Easter. And all the winter of our lives is flowing away. The great joke of Easter, the great laughter of Easter, is the secret that binds the people of Christ around the world. That there is nothing we need be afraid of. That there is nothing that will not finally turn to light. For the light, as Barbara sang, shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overcome it. We will still meet crosses in this life, but crosses never have the last word. The last word is ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. The last word is the love of the risen Christ who reaches through the darkness of death and says, "Come home now." to a land where it's always spring. Easter must begin with laughter. Because as mucked up as my life may be, or your life may be, the truth of God is what we learn as little kids. Jesus loves me, this I know. For Easter tells me so. The truth of Easter is in the pews all around you. No one will remember this Easter sermon. What you will remember when this service ends tonight is all of you crowded in here. And that we are all in this together. Mary and Mary run to the cemetery to visit the grave of the one they loved. And instead they meet a towering angel who says, "Don't be afraid. He's gone ahead of you back to Galilee." So what's Galilee? Galilee is home. Don't be afraid. He'll meet you back home. We tend in our lives to divide the world into church stuff and other stuff, God stuff and other stuff. The stuff we do in here, we don't want to do out there. The stuff we do out there, we don't want to do in here. We keep dividing things up all the time. Don't say that. You're in church. Don't act. Your kids act right. You're in church. Don't play around. The truth of Easter, as our Lord dies on the cross, the temple veil is torn in two. There's no longer church stuff and world stuff. There's only God stuff. And it's out there. We begin here, this service, but it ends when you go home. In the day-to-day life of trying to change diapers and whatever else your days are filled with, that's where you'll find the gift of God. We are all bound together in this through the water of the Spirit and the laughter of Christ on Easter morning, showing up to Mary saying, "Hi." "Wah," she says, "wah." She says, "Hi," he says. The reason you hide eggs on Easter is because this world is shot filled with the surprises of God. And to remind us to look for those surprises each day. So now we move into the baptisms. And what that means is we're on page 301 of the Red Prayer Books. 301. The priest rolls up his sleeves. It's time to get to work. We're on page 301. Now, I keep telling you what page you're on. Whoever's not holding a baby, keep holding on to the prayer book, and we'll all get to the same place at the same time. Page 301. The first thing we do is introductions. So I say, the candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. And what that means is, one at a time, we're going to do introductions. So we might as well start here because you're right in front of me. Well, you going to get baptized tonight? Okay, stand up. And somebody has to introduce you. You say, using his first name and his middle name. Yeah. First name and middle name.
I present Christopher Ray to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Christopher Ray.
Yeah.
You want to get baptized tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, keep standing. Okay. Let's just walk over here. Anybody on this row going to get baptized? Okay.
Hi.
Huh? Okay. Introductions. You say together his first name and his middle name.
I present Caden Matthew to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Hi, Caden. Okay, keep standing. Anybody else going to get baptized here? Okay. Introduce us. I present
Jesse Allen to receive the sacrament of baptism.
That's you. Okay, Jesse. Anybody else going to get baptized? Oh, look at you. Okay. That's Hillary. First name and middle name. Okay, Daphne. Okay, just keep standing up. Next. That quiet, happy one. Okay. Everybody connected with her baptism, stand up. Now, you have to introduce us with her first name and her middle name. Yeah, I present. Holly Tracy. Okay, keep standing. Anybody else want to get baptized? Want to get baptized again? No, once is up. Anybody else? Oh, hi. Now you have to introduce us with first name and middle name.
I present Ryder Allen to receive the sacrament of
baptism. Ryder Allen. Anybody else standing up going to get baptized? Okay. Introduce her.
I present Laura Angela to sacrament of baptism.
You want to get baptized, Laura? Okay, cool. That's it. Laughter's the way it works. Anybody? I'll bet you want to get baptized. I'll bet you want to get baptized, don't you? Okay. First name and middle name?
Megan Lee.
You got what?
First.
You bet you do. You can put Easter eggs in it. Okay, I present
Megan Lee.
Megan Lee. To receive the sacrament of baptism. Anybody else? Yeah, my friend here.
I present Echo Una Marie to receive the sacrament of baptism.
You just keep sleeping, Echo. Anybody else back here want to get baptized tonight? Want to get baptized? Stand up. All right. Do you have friends here?
Sterling.
Sterling?
Yeah.
Come on back for a minute. Introduce him to me.
I said Ben.
Ben. First name and middle name.
Oh. I present Ben Timothy to receive the sacrament of baptism.
You want to get baptized tonight, Ben? Okay. Keep standing. Or come on up and join them. Everybody's going to join them in a minute. Anybody else want to get baptized tonight? Free of charge. We're running a special. We're on the top of page 302. For you all, parents and godparents, will you be responsible for the people you presented, children or adults, or brought up in the Christian faith and life? Let's try that again. Family and friends of everybody standing about to get baptized, will you be responsible for seeing the ones you presented or brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, family and friends, parents and godparents, will you, by your prayers and lives, help them to grow up into the full stature of Christ? Okay, cool. Some of what God does is just throw us all together. So I invite everybody involved with the baptisms, children or adults, parents and godparents, to come stand over here. And whoever's not carrying a baby, carry a prayer book. And you're all just going to get smashed up together. It's all right to spread out over this way. And y'all can just stand there. It's okay. But we're looking. All right, does everybody have a prayer book? Or close to one? Careful, Megan, don't fall over. We're in the middle of page 302, except the first questions are not in here. I know some of your families. What direction is this? Nobody got it wrong. This is west. What happens in the west except in June and July? Sun sets. You now face into the darkness. And all of us older than these littlest kids know there's dark stuff in this world. That's where you face all the darkness there is, seen and unseen. In the early church, this is when they did the exorcisms. That's where you face. Holding those children. Facing into the darkness. The top of page 302. Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
Amen.
On behalf of those children, do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
Amen.
Okay, let's try to come this way while I go that way. And folks in the middle can just hang out. And you're good. Stand there and guard the candle. And you'll go that way. Yeah. Yeah. We're moving around. This is an active service. We're going that way. We're going downriver. That's good enough. But you got to turn around this way now. All right, this is tough. What direction is this? Everybody know that? It's east. What happens in the east? What happens in the west? Sun rises. New day. New beginnings. Christmas begins with the story of a star in the east. Easter begins with sunrise in a cemetery. Here's the big secret that's no secret at all. There are never any endings. Not even death. There's only a new beginning. Think what a new beginning it was, you all that are children, when they arrived in your life. It's spring out there, the new beginning. Facing into the east, into the rising sun, near the bottom of page 302. Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him now as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in His grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord? All of you sitting there who have heard these promises, will you do everything in your power to support these people in their new life in Christ?
We will.
Oh, that was enthusiastic. Ben? Will you do everything in your power to support Ben and everybody else in their new life in Christ?
Yeah.
I invite you to stand. And you all can spread out as good as you can. And I'll go this way. And you all just spread out. We're on the top of page 304. Once upon a time, someone made these same promises for you. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Believe in God, the Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
Will
you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Yay! Let's now pray for all these people who are about to receive the sacrament of new birth. Deliver them tonight, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them out into the world and witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized in the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, it's really easy, despite all this walking around. All you need... Hi. All you need is water and folks that are looking for God. If you listen, you can hear this water singing. And because the Altar Guild are cool people, they even gave me extra water. Cool, huh? It's not complicated. All God is ever trying to teach us is to remember to say thank you for the gift of water. We pray and say thank you. The Lord be with you tonight. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you tonight, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel out of their slavery in Egypt into the land of promise. In water, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the slavery of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In this water, we are buried with Christ in his death. By this water, we share in his Easter resurrection. Through this water, we are reborn by Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship all those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear tonight are cleansed from sin and born again, may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Huh?
Holly?
Should we do Holly first? Oh, dear. Anybody got a pocket knife? I got one, but I can't find it in all my pockets. Thank you. Okay. I got it. Holly. Holly's going to go first. You going to come with me, Holly?
Hi, Holly.
This is Holly. No, there's nothing. See the water? Oh, I bet your feet are hot.
How old are you, Holly? How old is Holly?
4 months.
4 months. How's she going?
Well,
this is Holly, who was born December 1st. When you thought you were having a hard winter, God was bringing Holly into the world. All right, name this child, first name and middle name.
Holly Tracia.
I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father and the Son.
Hi.
And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holly Tracia, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ-owned forever. Now, while I hold her, I invite you guys to wet your fingers in the water. Make the sign of the cross on her forehead. Okay? Is that everybody? Okay. Hang out. I knew I was supposed to get a haircut. Here's a holy napkin, apparently. And you got a bonnet. Who wants to do that? Oh, how about you?
Jesse Allen.
How old are you, Jesse?
3 months.
Born in January.
January 3rd.
Jesse Allen. There's water down here. Jesse Allen. He's your cousin? That's your cousin. That's the uncle? That's your uncle. Oh, okay, anyway, Jesse, I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father and the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wasn't that fun? Jesse Allen, you, my brother, are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Yeah. And then I invite you guys to put your fingers in the water. Hi. That's fun. Yeah. Yeah. How about your uncle? You can do it too.
Can I do it too?
Just wet your finger and make a small cross on his forehead. Okay, we'll learn about foreheads later. Yeah. That's for you, Jesse. You go back over here. Okay, there's a weird napkin.
Holy napkin.
Who should we do now? Anybody around? Caden with a tie. The whole reason I got ordained, Caden, is so I don't have to wear ties. Okay, name, first name and middle name.
Caden Matthew.
Caden Matthew. Now, see, there's water down here. Don't get scared. You see the water? What is that? Oh, she's right there. She's not going to leave you. That's part of the deal. Caden Matthew, I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father and the Son. I wish you could see the smile you got there. And the Holy Spirit. You want to know what Easter looks like? Okay, Caden Matthew. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Hi. And I invite you guys to wet your fingers in the water. Yeah, you're doing fine. When was he born?
9/13/08,
September. He's 7 months.
Oh, no.
That's a tongue. You have a tongue. You have a tongue. Okay, and Anybody else? Oh, yeah. Anybody else? Okay. You're fun, but I got to pass you back. There's the... They got flowers on yours. Okay, who wants to go next? You gonna come to me?
Yeah, hi.
Look, there's water there. Daphne, say that. Daphne. That's the choir. That's the choir. Hey, Madison. Daphne Nicole. Look at that. Isn't that fun? Okay, Daphne Nicole. I'm going to put this on your head three times. A little bit. Daphne Nicole, I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen, Daphne. And Daphne, my hand's old. Daphne Nicole, you, my sister, are sealed by the Holy Spirit baptism. Mark is Christ on. Yeah, I know. I dribbled it. But I invite you guys to wet your fingers, too. You're okay, Daphne. I'm sorry it dribbled. Hi. Yeah. Daphne Nicole. You have big eyes. You have very pretty eyes. Yes. You're about done. Don't worry. Okay? And the magic napkin. Here, you can dry off. Who's next? This one. Oh, did you? You had an accident? We wouldn't know anything about that. You did have an accident, didn't you? See the water? That's all right. Okay. Name this one. First name and middle name.
Ryder Allen.
Ryder Allen. There's a Jesse Allen around here someplace. Ryder Allen. I'm going to put this on your head three times. Ready? Ryder Allen, I baptize you tonight. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I just poured on my thumb. God, my hands too wet. I couldn't just pour it. There you go. Ryder Allen, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism. And Mark, is Christ on forever with a laser or something back there? Now, I invite you guys to wet your fingers with the water. And sometimes, yeah. When you get older, I'll tell you a family story. How about it? Well, I was thinking, yeah, you want to wet? Look how stressed out these kids are by this. Yeah. You get a napkin. Yeah, we'll tell stories later. Next. Hey, Megan, you with a purse. Come here. Next. See the water? You got gloves on. You may not want to touch it. You see the water? You want to take your gloves off and touch the water? We're playing up here. You can play too. Go ahead and touch the water. Isn't that fun? Isn't that nice? Now, What I'm going to do is three times put it on your hand, okay? I'll just use a little bit so you don't get too wet, okay? Okay, first name and middle name?
Megan Lee.
Megan Lee. Okay, you ready? Megan Lee.
You're wet.
Megan Lee. Here it comes on your head. I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father, Megan. Two more times. And the Son. One more time. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here, I can use both hands this time. Megan, my sister, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Good. You could be a lady. I invite you guys to wet your fingers and sign your forehead. There, see? It's for you. Here, you can use this to dry off, okay? Okay? Now, it's easy. I'm not going to pick you up. Now, first name and middle name?
Christopher Ray.
Christopher Ray? All right, three times. And because you're bigger, we'll use a little bit more water. Go get the other pitcher, Charlie. Christopher Ray, I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father and the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Okay, hang on. Christopher Ray, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. I invite you guys to sign his forehead with a cross too. Bless you. Your head itches? That's God. You're fine. Grandma's going to do it too. Here, hang on. One more.
Grandma's recommending you, Grandma. Big one, Grandma. Grandma, get a little more.
Welcome to the family. Next. How about my friend Echo over here? Echo? She looks comfortable. Why don't you keep holding her? Okay. Now. Yeah, I'm too slippery. You hold her. Name this child. First name and middle name.
Echo Una Marie.
Echo.
Una Marie.
Echo Una Marie. Okay, you ready? Echo Una Marie. I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father and the Son. Hi. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Echo. Yes? You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever, Echo. Amen. And I invite you and others to wet your fingers in the water and sign your forehead. Echo. Echo. This towel. Very good, Echo. Very good. Who's left? Come on up. Now, first name and middle name.
Laura Angela.
Laura Angela. New beginnings. Laura Angela. I baptize you tonight. Oh my. I baptize you tonight in the name of the Father. And the Son. And the Holy Spirit. You, Laura, are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as belonging to the Christ forever and ever and ever. Huh? I think you're the... Anybody else? No, once is enough. Come on up. Here's how your heart tells you what this is all about. First name and middle name.
Benjamin Timothy.
Gosh, okay. Benjamin Timothy, this Easter night, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Benjamin, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as belonging to the Christ forever. Welcome to the family. We're on the top of page 308. Anybody else want to get baptized? We're on a roll here.
No, we can't do it again.
We're on the top of... Oh, you can come play. We're on the top of page 308 as we say together, praying for all those who are baptized. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon these, your servants, the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, the spirit to know you and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Now, for those that are still here, there's one last thing. For you who are baptized tonight, whoever you are, each of you who are baptized, get a candle to remind you that you carry the light of Christ with you. To remind you that Easter is about the light of God that came to you tonight. 1, 2, 3. Here, Megan, that's for you. Okay? Careful, Mom. Oops. So if you want, you can have two birthdays during the year. You can have your regular birthday. And you can have a birthday party every April 11th, to remind you of a springtime night when friends and strangers of the people of God gathered together. Oh, two. You guys will get two. There's one. Did we miss somebody? For Christopher. Oh, might be two more. Here, it's all about sharing. My hands are too wet. I don't know. That's for you. Would you ask me? Everybody get one? Now, Echo. Echo gets a candle. Ryan. Or his mother. You get one too, Ryan. You and Mom. Everybody get one. Here, I'll show you something. You carry Easter with you. And we now welcome you into the family, saying, we receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Share that with everybody you can find while I turn on the lights. It's okay to blow out the candles. Just blow. Okay. Now what do? Oh, communion. Oh, yeah, communion. We're about half. Remember, we got to go till sunrise. No, we're not doing that. Congratulations to all of you.
This is time we can announce what the only half of our is Easter. Everybody's really good at that. Oh, I got to go bad. Easter is supposed to be a party for 50 days.
Quit thinking about our guilt and think about God's love. You know, we walk around for 40 days going, oh, I'm no good. Walk around for 50 days now, remembering Caden and Jesse and Megan and Lori and Ryder. What? Daphne. Holly and Echo. And this candle will burn every service for 50 days. All right. Anyway, moving along. Now we've washed up, it's time to eat. Time to eat, yeah. Yeah. We're going to move into communion. Remember the words of our Lord. It's more blessed to give than to receive. The offertory hymn we're going to sing is 178. Please stand as we sing. And the choir will lead us.
Thank you.
continue now with the Great Thanksgiving on page 361. And while we pray, we include in our prayers those whom we carry in our hearts that we now name either silently or aloud. And we include in our prayers for the souls of Jim and Clarissa and Randolph and Doris and Sharon and Caden who have gone to God this week. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, that chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he's destroyed death. And by his rising to life again, he has won for us all everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you this Easter night, joining our voices with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven, who forever are singing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. The prayer continues now. It's okay to sit if you're tired. Easter tradition says, though, no kneeling during Easter. It's not about guilt. It's about forgiveness. So if you're up to it, remain standing now for the prayer and join Mrs. Gordon.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we have fallen into sin and became the subject of evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only eternal Son, to share in our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to bring us back to you, the God, the Father of all. He outstretched his arms on the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night that he was handed over suffering death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which was given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which was shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension. We offer you his gift. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the Holy Spirit, and the new covenant of
faithful.
Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food and the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. So Easter begins with the laughter and joy and water and oil and light and spirit and the trust of children and youth and you and I. The peace of God, which passes all understanding in this world of crosses, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be amongst us this Easter night and remain with us always. Amen. The closing hymn is 207.